In today's Hot Plasmids episode, we'll introduce you to new optogenetic tools, new metabolic engineering tools, and new fluorescent proteins. Expanding the optogenetics toolbox with CRY2 CLUST. The Hay Lab at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology has developed a useful optogenetic tool that enables robust and efficient oligomerization of target proteins in response to blue light. This tool, CRY2 CLUST, was created by adding a 9-residue peptide to the C-terminus of human codon-optimized cryptochrome 2 from Arabidopsis thaliana. When exposed to blue light, CRY2 undergoes a conformational change that permits it to bind to the CIB1 protein. After fusing the CRY2 and CIB1 domains to separate proteins of interest, a researcher can cause them to interact by stimulation with blue light. Similarly, light can also be used to control homo-oligomerization of a protein fused to CRY2, although some studies have shown that this clustering only happens under certain conditions. With its additional 9-amino acid peptide, the CRY2 CLUST domain enables fast and reversible oligomerization when fused to a protein of interest. Fusion protein oligomerization happens within seconds after a pulse of blue light and is reversible upon termination of light stimulation. CRY2 CLUST enables faster assembly and disassembly dynamics, higher sensitivity to light, and better distribution of clusters without accumulation in subcellular compartments such as nuclear speckles. CRY2 CLUST should provide a useful tool to further probe cellular function. SOCO-CHR, a novel opsin that enables single-cell optogenetics. Optogenetic stimulation is a powerful tool used by neuroscientists to interrogate neuronal networks. A major drawback of this method is the stray excitation of neighboring neurons in opsin-dense regions. To overcome this issue, Shamesh et al. Created a soma-targeted derivative of the opsin CoCHR, termed SOCO-CHR, by fusing a fragment of the kainate receptor subunit to the C-terminus of the protein. Unlike the diffuse neuronal expression observed with wild-type CoCHR, SOCO-CHR localizes primarily to the cell body with very little signal detected along the neurite. Moreover, the group was able to demonstrate that while illumination of neighboring cells evokes action potentials in patch cells expressing wild-type CoCHR, these action potentials are absent in SOCO-CHR-expressing cells. Finally, using synaptic receptor blockers to distinguish real and artifactual postsynaptic currents, this work shows that the artifactual postsynaptic currents, commonly observed with direct stimulation, are largely absent in the SOCO-CHR-expressing system. Synthetic decaffeination operon. With the help of engineered microbes, used coffee grounds could be economically repurposed as starting material for the bioproduction of therapeutic methyl xanthine drugs. To facilitate future work with this goal, the Barrick Lab has deposited the PDCAF3IS5 plasmid, containing a synthetic operon that enables the degradation of caffeine and its conversion into xanthine. The majority of this operon originates from Pseudomonas putida CBB5 and has been tailored for expression in E. coli. This operon is under the transcriptional control of a strong constitutive promoter and expresses N-demethylases and other required enzymes. Moreover, a caffeine-addicted E. coli strain expressing this operon can serve as a living biosensor for measuring caffeine content in samples. New fluorescent proteins for use as FLIM-FRET acceptors. The Mirakoshi Lab has developed two new FLIM-FRET acceptors, Shadow G, a novel dark green fluorescent protein with an absorption peak of 486 nanometers, and Shadow Y, a novel dark yellow fluorescent protein with an excitation peak of 519 nanometers. These proteins have improved photophysical properties and can be used in quenching, FRET, and FLIM, or fluorescence lifetime imaging microscopy, assays. Shadow G is darker than other dark YFP mutants. It reduces the risk of spectral contamination artifacts. It has better folding and maturation kinetics than other dark fluorescent proteins. It has good signal stability, allowing for minimized basal FRET variability. And it is a good choice for FRET assays where a dark acceptor is desired due to its very low quantum efficiency. Shadow Y has lower quantum yield and higher absorption than its predecessor, S-Reach, allowing for fewer artifacts due to residual fluorescence. Shadow Y was additionally shown to have a 7-fold lower quantum yield and a 1.2-fold greater extinction coefficient when compared to S-Reach. Thanks for listening to the AdGene Podcast. Check out our associated blog posts for links to plasmids. And for more updates, please subscribe. AdGene, a better way to share science.